Imagine an idyllic old world fishing village with a harbour and sailboats and small picturesque cottages. Imagine the setting for that village. Long deserted beaches, sand dunes, pine forests. Imagine a community of people nearby, united as one big family, building a magic garden on those sand dunes and making lots of joyous music. Well, such a place exists. It's in North Scotland, and it's called Findhorn. I'm David Copperfield, and for the next hour, I'm going to share with you much of the rich original music which grew out of the Findhorn community. Recordings that have since travelled around the world with the thousands of people that have visited Findhorn every year. I performed there a while ago, and I made many friends among the writers and artists living in the community. So let's start gently at the very beginning. Of course, no one in the beginning ever intended to create an artistic community. It just grew that way. Originally, the community became well known due to a million-seller book telling of its garden with amazing plants and vegetables grown organically on barren sand dunes. It was also known for the spiritual values members put into practice and for the sense of family and unity. It was inevitable, therefore, that musical folk should express these things in song.
Incredible family. when we finally recognize the love between our brothers and sisters, working side by side.
By the early 70s, the community had grown to around 200, had built its own community centre and was planning ahead for a performing arts venue to be called the Universal Hall. But how did the performing arts come into being from a community of all age groups and nationalities, most of whom had never performed before? Peter Caddy, who with Eileen Caddy and Dorothy McLean were the co-founders of the Findhorn community, explains.
I think the development of the performing arts at Findhorn came about through sharings. These were events every Friday. We had a sharing, first of all, in the community centre and then in the Universal Hall, where I would usually MC it and draw out talent, whether it was with music, with singing, with sharing, experiences, storytelling.
And one of those performers was the young American lecturer David Spangler, who was soon caught up in these sharings, also known as Fun Nights.
There was a group of us that often came together to do things as part of the Fun Night. There was a young lady here named Lark Bateau, who was a very fine guitarist. Then a young man arrived from Yugoslavia named Milenko Matanovic, who was also a guitarist, and he thought it would be nice to take this impulse that was developing around the fun nights and give it more structure in the form of an actual singing group. There was myself, my wife Julie, and Jim Bronson on the bass, Milenko on guitar, Lark on guitar, Kathy Lightstone, who later became Milenko's wife.
So we had singing groups and solo groups. And one of these groups became known as the New Troubadours. Now, I'm no musician, but what I did experience was a touching of the heart. And I still, to this day, all the time, play the Troubadours' music. Homeland and the other tapes, Love Is, the other tapes that they made.
A babbling brook, a budding flower, a sunny day. a mother's smiles, a father's care, a child's prayer. Oh, there is no thing that love is not. Love is living our lives, singing a song, breathing a prayer.
Love Is by the New Troubadours, with music by Lark Bateau. She is the sister of David and Robin Bateau, American recording artists of the 70s, and she remembers those early days with affection.
Many an evening was spent singing folk songs, singing songs my brothers and their friends had written back in Massachusetts. Then one evening, Janet Williner was passing by and we were chatting. She reminded me of all the little prayers and affirmations that David used to say during sanctuary, and how they might be nicely put to music. So there and then I started to look through them and pick ones that I thought would work. I played them for others in the community privately, and sometimes during fun night.
The world about takes many forms, but behind them there is one. A rainbow's hues are also born from many droplets filled with just one light, a light that comes from just one sun. Give me rainbows in the sun, give me peace when the day is done, give me love to fill my soul, teach me to be whole.
See into the whole and know that oneness deep within all things, then you see rainbows in the sun.
Give me rainbows in the sun, give me peace when the day is done, give me love to fill my soul, teach me to be whole.
I am a man of many parts, a fragment caught in time. Now's the time to make a start, to find that oneness deep within myself, the wholeness that I know is mine.
Give me rainbows in the sun, give me peace when the day is done, give me love to fill my soul, teach me to be whole. Rainbows are for every man, to know the whole day through. I have rainbows when I can reveal that oneness deep within myself, the love uniting me and you. Then I have rainbows in the sun, I have peace when the day is done. Love for all then fills my soul, when I learn to be whole.
At the same time, Milenko and I began composing together, and I felt it was important to try to take some of the ideas that we were working with, the spiritual ideas, and put them to music, write lyrics that would embody some of these ideas, in effect to create a Findhorn folk song, and to give musical expression to the folk soul of the community, you might say.
Is my name, joy that sings when separate.
lovers share. Love that tweets a lonely soul, makes him one with a cosmic whole. Love is my name. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Be my name. Peace is my name. Peace that lies when the world is gone. Peace of the heart when fear is gone. Peace of the ocean still and deep. Peace of a baby fast asleep. Peace is my name. Where two or more are gathered.
For Milenko and me, our idiom was more folk music, and we saw ourselves as providing an expression for the folk feeling in the community. But then this rock band began to develop, and then Hans Poulsen, an Australian composer and singer, arrived, and he brought his own brand of music, which also was in the rock idiom.
I left Australia in 72, writing songs, having had quite a lot of success with songs back home, realizing that I needed to find a group of individuals who were either as nutty as I was in regard to this belief that we were on the verge of a new discovery entirely about what we're all doing here on the planet and what our real purpose was. And ended up here in the north of Scotland, rolling into this amazing experience with all these people coming from a variety of walks of life, a variety of religious inclinations, Buddhist, Catholic, Jewish faith, Christian faith, all working together. An outstanding experience, a wonderful experience, literally an incredible family.
For my friends, my friends, my friends.
a song called My Friends, sung by Hans Poulsen and his friends. And by the way, it was Hans' song One Incredible Family that you heard earlier in the programme. Hans Poulsen performing for the community. Hans is a professional singer-songwriter, and his writing credits include She's So Beautiful from the West End musical Time and There's a Light, and Wanderer's Song recorded by the New Seekers. He also took his song Hayloft to the top of the Australian charts some years ago. At Findhorn, he had a musical partnership with another professional singer, Lynn White.
I came to the community in 1974. I was taking a break from my career in New York City. I was in a show called Godspell on Broadway and thought I would just take a break and come see this community in Scotland. The music that was there at that time was very thought-provoking and very meditative. But with the advent of Hans, joy just burst onto the scene. His ways of writing just took the happiness that it all meant to you and put it into music and put it into everybody's lips and hearts, because the whole community used to just sing away.
Taking your hand, I know.
You say easy come, easy go.
I say, what a nice way to flow on.
It's so easy.
When I'm out on the road,
knowing I share your love.
Get us home on the stone.
It's so
Lynn and Hans having fun with his song What a Way to Look at Life, with vocal backing from the whole community. Now, not all the music from the Magic Garden of Findhorn was vocal. Around the time that I visited, in the late 70s, there was a pianist from Blackpool by the name of Ian Campbell, and an epic piece called, simply, Winter. Ian sets the scene.
Winter was originally written in 1976 in response to a commission from a person I was working with called Vance Martin. We used to do audio visuals together, and he wanted to do one on the seasons, and he wanted to do slides and a narrative to it, and he wanted me to provide the music for each of the seasons. Well, I'd got bits and pieces, but they were purely for piano, but my intention was always to orchestrate it. And I didn't get that opportunity until 1987, when I got full orchestrational use of synthesizers. And for the first time, I could hear it in its fullness, especially the second half. There are some very delicate, subtle parts to it, and it really gives way into ice caverns and crystals shattering, and the delicacy, the absolute pinpointed beauty of ice in all its different shapes, geometrical shapes, and oh, wonderful, terrific delicacy, as well as this tremendous surging sweeps of the power of winter. Thank you.
The Power of Winter, Ian Campbell. Now, another former rock musician was Alvin Kramer from South Africa, who managed to get his hands on some early synthesizers and came up with this. Rivers to the Sea, from an early tape by Alvin Kramer. Now, Alvin and Ian Campbell were in various incarnations of rock bands at Findhorn throughout the mid to late 70s, as was Will Mercer, who had played bass on the Hans Paulsen sessions. Together with four other community members, including singer Elizabeth Marriott, they worked with London arranger-producer John Barham on a commercial album project. One song especially stood out. Here's Will Mercer.
One of the songs was a song that I'd written called Sunny Day, and I seem to remember that I was actually living in the Findhorn village at the time when I wrote it, and I wasn't feeling exactly sunny myself. One of the beautiful things about living at Findhorn is that you could walk up to the beach in a matter of a few minutes and walk along these amazing beaches and into the woods. And it was a place of healing, and really that's how Sunny Day developed, from a place of pain within myself and then going out into the nature of the area and realizing that actually life is okay.
Sunny day, take off your
Sunny Day from Elizabeth Marriott and the Findhorn Rock Band. The performing arts weren't just about writing new songs and recording them. In 1972, a small building on the site was converted into a tiny theatre, and complete shows were put on for the many guests and visitors to Findhorn. Dance, drama, comedy skits as well as music were performed nightly. The shows became thematic, expanded, and with the little theatre splitting at the seams, had to transfer to the newly built Universal Hall in 1975. For one of the productions, Ian and Sheila Campbell wrote this evocative song. Who Am I? By Ian and Sheila Campbell. This, then, has been the story of the music from Findhorn, with a small selection of songs and melodies from the last 25 years. The music was, and still is, an expression of being together in one incredible family, which is what the Findhorn community is. It also expresses the love for nature, for our fellow human beings, and for life itself.
What does it take to build a world? What makes a planet grow? What does it take to live a life? Some men will never know. They seek this truth in deeds of renown, in climbing a mountain, in ruling a town. While the greatest deed is this truth itself. Love one another, love one another, love one another, love. Life is a joy for all to share, so leave your prison house of self and walk a world that you never know. Love will open its hidden realms and show you the face of the true self you are. Son of the cosmos, brother of stars, godliness is yours when love is what you are. Love one another, love one another, love
at a time when the world could use a little more love, Findhorn advocates raising one's mind above the troubles of the world and spreading love and peace to all humanity.
Problems here, problems there. Sing sincerely. It didn't used to be so hard to live. But how to change, to rearrange, and wipe away the tears. The answer's coming clear, and we can make it. And we can live.
Music from the Magic Garden, you heard contributions from Peter Caddy, the co-founder of the Findhorn community, and many of the writers and musicians who wrote and performed what we have played. Hans Paulsen, who is now living in his native Australia. Lynn White, married to a boat builder in Findhorn Village. Alvin Kramer. And Will Mercer. Ian and Sheila Campbell. Diana Elena, who played her harp with the waves at the beginning of the programme. Lark Batow, and David Spangler. Of the original New Troubadours, only Milenko and Kathy Matanovic still perform regularly, both as a duo and as a quartet, with a new generation of Matanoviches. Kathy's sister-in-law, Patty Lightstone, wrote the very beautiful I Dreamed a Dream, the first song we played. Ian Campbell plays us out with And There Is More. Thank you.